More than a dozen nations marked a somber anniversary today. 10 years ago, a massive tsunami triggered by a magnitude 9.1 earthquake under the Indian Ocean killed more than 200,000 people and displaced more than a million. It was one of the world's worst natural disasters. In Thailand today, survivor Petra Nemkova spoke at a memorial service about that day in 2004.
I'm connected with all of you here in a deep way, and I know what you are feeling. As I was here 10 years ago and lost my partner, Simon.
The Indonesian province of Banda Aceh took the brunt of the tsunami. The BBC's Andrew Harding was there in the days and weeks afterwards, and he just returned to see how much progress has been made.
It's early in the morning. I'm standing on a wooden dock in the fishing port of Ulele. This was one of the first places hit by the tsunami, and I remember coming here in the days after it and seeing fishing boats piled up like matchsticks, the entire community here destroyed. Well, today, looking around me here, the place is thriving. Lots of brightly painted new fishing boats preparing to go out. There are men here scrubbing, hammering, and getting their nets ready. And standing here is Faisal Yahya, 40 years old, who lost his wife and 9-year-old daughter to the tsunami.
I just kept thinking at the time, I wanted to see my wife and kid. I only heard from people that they managed to get up on a second floor of a store, but still they didn't survive.
It's 10 years now since that terrible day. How has your life changed? Have you managed to rebuild it in some way?
I got a house from Oxfam, but I didn't get any help for boats. I started from zero. Basically, I sold little by little whatever fish I can sell, and then I started buying one boat at a time, and now I have three.
I'm climbing now to the top of a four-story tsunami escape building, one of several built along the coastline here, just in case another wave should hit. You can see the sea, you can see the whole of the city and the mountains beyond. Down below I can see some of the 140,000 homes paid for by the aid program. It's true some of them aren't occupied, some of them are in better condition than others, but overall it's been a pretty big success.
I think definitely the infrastructure is much better, and that's thanks to the aid that came in from other countries, from all the NGOs.
That's local businessman Abubakar Usman. We're meeting in one of his coffee shops. Aceh's economy isn't doing as well as the rest of Indonesia's. Some blame weak local leadership, others the introduction of Sharia law here. But Mr. Usman's businesses are thriving.
I would have never imagined that it would have looked like this 10 years from then. It's definitely much better than before. This is a great sign, and it makes me proud of Aceh's people.
But that's not the whole picture. Yes, Aceh has bounced back. A separatist conflict has also ended here. But for some survivors, there's a sense of an opportunity lost.
I thought that I will die, and I closed my eyes. But when the water slowly subside, you hear there's nothing but crying everywhere, shouting, help, crying.
Muslahuddin Daoud survived the tsunami and, as a World Bank official, has seen the redevelopment process from the inside. Looking back now over the last 10 years, he sees waste and poor leadership, too many aid organizations and too much aid money.
We have more than 500 organizations to work. A lot of organizations overlapping. Sometimes the organization is very much having the pressure to spend money, and they do everything. And it created the bad mentality of the people.
Too much money, too much outside money over the long term.
Over the long term. Make the people as if they are entitled to get aid, and they get lazy.
But at the fishing port, Faisal Yahya is working hard. Five plump yellowfin tuna have just been brought in and need to be hauled off to market fast.
Now it's as if the tsunami never happened, but of course, it's all in our memory. It's never forgotten, it's always in our mind.
Mr. Yahya has since remarried. He smiles as he describes his two young children, a boy and a girl. And with that, he returns to his hooks, his nets, and the next catch.
It's the BBC's Andrew Harding in Aceh province in Indonesia on this, the 10th anniversary of the tsunami.